Hello, I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. The Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country must do everything it can to eradicate the problem of doping in sport. He was making his first comments since the World Anti-Doping Agency released a report on Monday outlining what it called a state-supported program of cheating in Russian athletics. Richard Conway reports.
In the immediate aftermath of the highly critical WADA report into doping, Russian authorities reacted by saying the allegations were fictional. But a distinct change of tone is now evident, with the country's president, Vladimir Putin, pledging full cooperation with anti-doping organizations and promising an internal inquiry. Mr. Putin argues that responsibility for cheating in sport is not just a problem for his country, and that clean athletes shouldn't be punished because of the crimes of those who've doped.
African leaders attending a summit in Malta with their European counterparts have criticised what they call Europe's fortress approach to the flow of African migrants reaching its shores. The European Commission has offered $2 billion to enable African governments to make improvements that would discourage Africans from making the perilous journey across the Mediterranean. But President Mamadou Issoufou of Niger says this is not nearly enough.
It is part of the solution. It is true that Europe is proposing the creation of a fund at a cost of 2 billion euros. The Europeans are in agreement that this is not sufficient to deal with such a big problem. Other donors can contribute to the fund, but all that does not seem to me to be enough. What's necessary is a new Marshall Plan in order to confront the problem of immigration.
A Kenyan pressure group, Journalists for Justice, has accused the Kenyan military of involvement in illegal trade and human rights abuses in Somalia. The Kenyan military has been operating in Somalia since 2011 to try to drive Islamist militants from the border areas. Mary Harper reports.
The report says the Kenyan Defence Forces make about $50 million a year from taxing charcoal as it leaves Somalia and sugar as it comes in. They also enable Al-Shabaab to keep making money, as it too taxes charcoal and sugar coming in and out of the areas it controls. The Kenyan military has denied the allegations.
France has drafted a UN Security Council resolution on Burundi to be presented on Thursday, calling for an increased international presence on the ground, possibly including a peacekeeping force. It follows talks by French, British and US diplomats on how to respond if the current wave of political violence in Burundi spirals into a full-scale ethnic conflict. A Scottish nurse who recovered from catching Ebola while working in Sierra Leone, only to suffer a relapse, has staged a recovery for the second time. Pauline Kafferke has now been released from an isolation unit at a London hospital. You're listening to the latest world news coming to you from the BBC. Amnesty International says police in China are continuing to use torture to extract confessions from suspects, despite having promised reforms. It based its findings on interviews with nearly 40 lawyers who said the methods included beatings, sleep deprivation and torture chairs. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi arrives in Britain today for a two-day visit which is expected to secure trade deals worth billions of dollars. It's the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Britain for nearly a decade. The regional government of Catalonia has said it will push ahead with a resolution to break away from Spain despite a suspension of the secession process by the Constitutional Court. Earlier, the court agreed to hear the Spanish government's appeal against the motion. David Bamford reports.
Support in Catalonia for breaking away from Spain has been growing, and it reached a high point this week when the Catalan Parliament passed a motion to create an independent state within 18 months. That has prompted the Madrid government to appeal to the Constitutional Court to intervene. The court has now agreed to hear Madrid's case, in effect suspending Catalonia's plans and warning its officials of legal action if they disobey. But the Catalans are defiant. Their regional government has said it's going to press on regardless, setting the scene for future confrontation with Madrid.
Astronomers say they've identified the most distant object yet in the solar system. The icy rocky body is some 15 billion kilometres from the Sun, about three times further away than even distant Pluto. Scientists will need to track it further to learn the shape and extent of its orbit. They say it could be a miniature planet. And a rare blue moon diamond weighing over 12 carats has sold at auction in Geneva for $48.5 million. The auction house Sotheby's said it was a world record price for a gemstone at auction. BBC News.
多内容请关注可可英语 coconet.com。